Hi, this is Jake, and you're listening to the Flight Training Podcast. So earlier this week, I was sick, and I was sick because I've been running around, not getting a lot of sleep, trying to take care of a bunch of things I thought were big, important responsibilities, and some of them, I'm sure, are very legitimate, and I also take myself too seriously sometimes, I think is also a bit of the issue. But today, I'm healthy, I'm back trying to catch up on all these things I was behind on by being sick, and as I'm going about doing things, I had a conversation with my wife, and she was encouraged me on some things, and she was praying over me, and as she prayed for me, one of the things she prayed was that I would have this just a really deep, great laugh today. And it took me back to something that she had witnessed before. I don't know that you guys have even witnessed this too much. But like when I was in college, everybody on my floor in the dorm that I was living in, they would always talk about my laugh and that they would know where I was at because my laugh was so ridiculous and so loud. And but a lot of people talked about really liking the laugh. And something I've noticed in recent years, which is like a sad, like, oh gosh, I'm becoming like a terrible old man or something, and like I'm on my way to that or something. So I noticed several years ago that like that super out there, just like not concerned about anything, just letting myself laugh, like that has disappeared along the way, and I've gotten pretty busy and serious, and that's not necessarily a good thing. So that's bouncing around in my head. And then I'm running around trying to get some things done today. And as I'm walking from, you know, one computer to another computer in another part of the building, I'm praying as I walk. And as I'm praying, I'm saying, Jesus, help me, you know, to stop acting like I don't have enough time. Because I felt like that. And as I asked that, I felt like God, boom, hit me back with this thing that almost made me want to laugh and then almost made me want to cry too a little bit. But God just gave me a split second kind of partial vision of a little bit of his perspective on me of like, Jake, every day you act like you don't have enough time. And then every day I give you another day. Like every day you act like you don't have any time. And then every single day I give you another day. And I just thought like, wow, yeah, every single day I have is a gift from God. Like I wasn't owed it. I didn't control it. I didn't create it. And so every single day I'm given this 24 hours that I did nothing to create. And then I run around during those times and as if I don't have enough time. And then I just got this picture of a kid who complains over and over about not having enough. And every time, just over and over and over, they're given more and they complain over and over and over they don't have enough. It was so bizarre because I'd taken myself pretty seriously. It made me laugh in the moment, but then like I said, there's a laugh and then like I almost want to cry. I'm like, man, like, yeah, that's real. So where am I getting at with this stream of consciousness with you guys? Well, what I want you to do this week with Sabbath is a fairly simple idea, and this wasn't quite what I had game planned. You know, I had a whole little structure what we were going to talk about with each podcast, but that's out the window for the time being. So here's a new thought. There's this awesome, awesome verse in John chapter 3. It's a great scene where Jesus is starting to baptize, or his disciples are starting to baptize more people. He's getting more attention than John the Baptist. So John the Baptist is going from being the big deal to Jesus is becoming the big deal in a public scene sort of way. And it frustrates John's disciples. And if you can really put yourself in their shoes, you can understand, like, yeah, you want the spotlight on your guy, you know? And they feel like John's going to be upset too. And it says, when they go to John with this being upset, in verse 27, it says, to this John replied, a person can receive only what is given them from heaven. And then he goes on to tell this great analogy, and he just says some awesome stuff about Jesus, and you see like, wow, this is why Jesus speaks so highly of John the Baptist, like he's an incredible guy. But I wanted us to focus in just on that one line, a person can receive only what is given them from heaven. I mean, when you start to look at your stress or whatever is going on, your own way of viewing the world, lot of times we think a lot about ourselves and what we need to do and what our responsibilities are and what's on our shoulders and our complaints or whatever. But the way John the Baptist is looking at things is a whole different way. Of everything I have is the things that heaven has given me, that God's given me. Like, those are the only possessions, the only things I can claim are things that God's given me. And so I don't hold them tightly. And I'm not upset if Jesus decides to change things, because I'm just open. I'm open to what Jesus is doing today. And I'm joy. I mean, as he goes on to talk, he's got this joy that's complete because it's what Jesus is doing today. And I just think, like, wow, yeah, he's not holding on to his own hype or his own spotlight or his own importance. He's enjoying what Jesus is doing that day, and he's part of it. Like, he's served his whole life, but he's serving his life in this very open-handed way of, I only have what God's given me. And I don't know if I'm even making sense at the moment, but here's my challenge for you guys this week, is I want you to enjoy something that God's given you. So take a breath, try to turn off your part of you that says you're very important and you're very needed, and try to open up the more childlike part of you that can enjoy something as a gift and see something that God's given you. Could be family member, could be a beautiful afternoon, could be a delicious donut. I don't know what it is, but enjoy something that God's given you and try to just enjoy it. That's the whole challenge. So I'm excited to hear, like, what you do with this challenge, but give yourself permission to say, what I have in my life has been given to me by God, and there's a piece of it that I'm going to just focus in on and enjoy and not try to control, not try to be responsible for, to just try to enjoy that God's given it to me. And here it is. So that's my challenge for you guys this week. It's a little different podcast for us, but hopefully it's what you guys need today. God bless you.